Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
But Gina, I love you!
Oh, come on, Robbie. We only slept together a couple of times. No one falls in love that fast.
But I did, Gina! Please, I'm begging you! Give me another chance! Don't leave me!
Stop being so miserable, Robbie!
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I just don't want to be with you anymore. Your wallet is mostly empty, just like your mind.
So it's all about money? That's it? You're leaving me because I'm not rich?
No, that's not it. You are a pathetic tool. Suck eggs, beggar.
Gina walked away, stomping her high heels, leaving me in the darkness of the sidewalks, when I heard a woman's voice from the house on my left.
You won't get her back this way. I can help you. If you want.
Chills ran down my spine. A weird old lady dressed like a gypsy was standing on the porch. I noticed a glowing signboard on her yard. Psychic, Lady Pearl, $15 per reading. I was already in deep shit, so I thought, why not? She took me inside her house. There were red curtains and candle lights all over the house. A small table stood in the middle of the living room with a crystal ball resting on the top. Once we sat down, she started running her bony hands on the crystal ball. To my surprise, black smoke started spreading inside the white crystal ball.
The path won't be easy.
I will do anything to get her back. I love her.
You will need to put a love spell on her. Only then will she be back. Here, take this.
She gave me a small vial with a colorless liquid in it.
Once you drink it by mixing something that belongs to her, she won't be able to resist herself. No matter how far she is, she will be back to you by midnight.
What do you mean by something that belongs to her?
Stupid boy! Don't waste my time asking stupid questions! A lock of hair or chopped fingernail. Anything that came from her body.
Okay, understood. But you sure this'll work?
Damn you, doubting Lady Pearl. You fool!
Please, don't get angry. I'm desperate. She's my soulmate and I...
Go home and do exactly what I said. She'll be knocking at your door before dawn.
I paid her $15 and came home with the vial. I sat on the bed, remembering that even a few hours back, Gina and I were lying on it after making amorous love. And now, she left me because I had no money.
No, Gina, you are not getting rid of me so quickly.
I went straight to the washroom and started going through whatever Gina left behind. I didn't find much except her hairbrush in the bin. As gross as it sounds, I plucked one long strand of hair and put it into the vial. As soon as the hair touched the liquid, it turned blood red. I looked at myself in the mirror.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Whatever.
I gulped the disgusting potion in one move and immediately felt a warm wave sliding down my throat. Everything went blurry and I grabbed the sink so that I don't fall. After a few seconds, I stood inside the bathroom like that, and then everything went back to normal. I came out to my bedroom and looked at the time. It was 10:30 already. I was so excited and anxious that I skipped dinner. I lay down on the bed and sleep closed my eyelids. I rushed to the main door and opened it in one jolt. Lightning sparked, and there she was.
Gina, you...
Yes, she came back. She was standing on my doorstep with a calm face. There was no anger, no denial, just her pretty face staring at me.
Can I come in?
Yeah, yes, come on in. This is your house. She got in and I closed the door. My insides screamed, "Thank you, Lady Pearl. Thanks a ton. You gave me my soulmate back." Gina sat down on the couch, but there were a few things off about her. She was behaving differently. Her eyes were still, like they had no vision. Her skin was pale like porcelain. I realized it was the spell that made her puppet-like. But it's fine. Once she starts loving me as much as I love her, I will visit Lady Pearl and ask her to break Gina out of the spell. I sat down beside her and held her hand.
Gina, I am so happy you came back. I promise I'll earn a lot of money and then you'll have no more reasons to leave me. I swear.
She looked at me with the same expressionless face and said,
I feel cold.
Let's go inside. You must be tired. We can lie down on the bed. I'll keep you warm the entire night.
We got up and went to the bedroom. Heavy rain started outside, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. Our bodies laid side by side, and I took Gina in my arms.
God, you are freezing.
I grabbed her tightly to warm her up. I felt bad for having to put a spell on her, but I had no other choice. I went to stroke her hair, but as my hand touched the back of her head, my hand felt cold and sticky. The back of her head was soaking wet. I clearly remember it wasn't raining when she arrived at my doorstep. How come the back of her head was wet then? The room was dark and I couldn't see well, but as the lightning struck, I saw a thick liquid smeared on my hand. I turned on the bedside lamp in frozen fear. It wasn't rainwater on my palm, but black, dense blood. Just then, my phone rang and I saw my mom calling me. I was so stunned to even move that the call went off to my voicemail. I heard my mom saying,
"You there? Please, call me once you get this. I just got horrible news. The girl you were dating, she's on the news. The cops are reporting from the crime scene. I just saw her picture flashing on the screen. The news people are asking for her close ones to contact the cops. They say she's been killed in some car crash a few hours ago. Please, call me as soon as possible."
I was still holding Gina in my arms. Her face were buried in my chest. I could feel my body getting numb in fear. I slowly pushed her away and saw she was looking dead right at me. Bloody tears were rolling down her eyes. She said in a sobbing voice,
"Why do I feel cold?"
My lips stopped moving. Heart stopped beating. If Gina's dead, then who's in my arms? Just then, a flashback of Lady Pearl's words reverberated in my head.
Once you drink it by mixing something that belongs to her, she won't be able to resist herself. No matter how far she is, she will be back to you by midnight.
Gina's sobbing face now changed into a sick smile.
Aren't you going to keep me warm?
I pushed her away and heard her lifeless body rolling over the bed, falling on the floor. I ran out of my house. As I ran, I began realizing the power of the vicious love spell. It made my soulmate come back. It made my dead soulmate come back.
Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the video. If so, please leave a like. And also, a small percentage of people that watch my videos are actually subscribed. If you want to support this channel and make this channel reach the 1 million mark, please consider subscribing. It's free and you can change your mind later. Enjoy.
Have you ever wondered what's after death? Maybe you think that all your relatives are waiting for you in a magical place. Maybe you believe in reincarnation. Or maybe you think that everything will end, like an eternal blackout. I no longer ask myself this question. I think I've seen what awaits us after death, and I can only tell you, I hope that I'm wrong. I must admit that I was very anxious to know my fortune, especially since I was coming from a job interview. It all started on a Friday, July 22nd. The day was sunny and a younger version of me was going with her boyfriend to a fortune teller, but I was so excited that I couldn't see the car speeding across the street at a red light.
What the shit, man? What is your...
When I saw the driver, all my anger was instantly gone and replaced by fear. The driver had no face. His head was moving from side to side, impossibly, while a strange liquid was coming out of his forehead. Without hesitation, the driver turned the car back on and simply drove off. Wow, what a jerk. Are you okay, hon?
Yes, I'm just a little shocked. Let's go to the fortune teller.
I tried not to wonder what I had seen. I probably imagined it, but from that moment on, I felt something was wrong inside me.
And that's it for you, boy. You have a great future ahead of you. You just have to face the loss of a very loved one.
I don't know whether to be happy or angry.
It's your turn, young lady. Yes. Sure. This is weird. What, my hands are ugly? According to what I see in your hands, you have no future. What is that supposed to mean? Darling, from what I see, you're already dead. Okay, Ryan, we're out. Thanks for everything. No problem, honey. I'm sure we'll see each other soon enough. What the heck was that?
I guess the lady was a little eccentric?
Whatever, let's just go.
Several days passed since that afternoon and everything felt weird. I felt physical discomfort all the time, as if my body was rejecting me. I started to get depressed for no reason. I didn't want to leave the house anymore. The following week, I convinced myself to go for groceries. I needed an excuse to get out. That was the worst mistake I could have ever made. From the moment I walked out of the street until the moment I came back, people kept staring at me, without speaking to me, without making any expressions, without going on with their lives. People just staring at me. Even the cashier at the supermarket passed my products without speaking to me, with his eyes focused on me. When I was coming back from shopping, it got even worse. People were not only staring at me, but they were also following me. Something was wrong with their faces. They were like those of the driver who almost ran me over a few days before. They were distorted, without shape or facial features. I started to run desperately, but no one was chasing me. They were just looking at me, just walking slowly in my direction. When I reached my apartment, I locked the door and took a deep breath. Whatever had happened, It was over.
Ryan, we need to talk. I think I'm freaking out.
I approached Ryan, who had his back to me. Without turning around, he started talking to me. But there was something weird about him. His voice seemed distorted. Jacqueline, we need to talk about something.
What happened?
When I see you every night, I feel the fantasy of choking you in your sleep. Your neck looks so tender and helpless. I feel I could squeeze it. Squeeze all the air out of you until your lungs burst.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, come on. Are you telling me you don't have the same thing going on? There's nothing wrong with admitting it, but that doesn't mean you don't love me.
Ryan, you're scaring me. Get away from me.
Please, I need to feel your neck. Let me touch it a little. I didn't know what was wrong with Ryan, but at that moment, he was dangerous. I ran away in desperation, trying to unlock the door as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, Ryan was running in my direction, with his hands raised, ready to choke me. When he was only a few inches away from me, I opened the door and exited the room.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's all I remember of that situation. As if there had been a time jump, when I opened my eyes, I found myself in Fortune Teller's house. In front of me was Ryan, but with a distorted face. The driver I had seen before, and Fortune Teller.
Where am I? How did I get here?
As she approached me with a syringe in her hand, the Fortune Teller replied,
"You're in hell, my dear. I told you, you're dead."
What? That's not possible. I'm alive.
Oh, yeah? Then what are you doing here?
I don't know, but it must be a mistake. I'm alive.
I tried to escape, but even though I wasn't tied up, my body didn't respond.
Ah! Somebody help me! I'm kidnapped!
No one will come to save you here, girl. They all want to hurt you.
But how did I get here? I didn't do anything wrong. Why hell?
What makes you think there is anything else?
It can't be. I can't be dead.
Oh, don't waste your tears on this. You have no idea the pain you will suffer for all eternity.
What? What is that? What are you going to inject me with?
I could tell you, but I don't think there's a word for it.
The fortune teller injected me with a syringe in my left eye. A horrendous pain that I could never have imagined ran through my body. It was as if I had been injected with fire. I could feel all the blood rushing through my body, trying to get out. My eyes, my mouth, my heart. I felt like everything was going to explode. The fortune teller looks at her hand, reaches up to ear and whispers,
You had a very happy future ahead of you. You were going to be accepted in the job you wanted so much. You were going to have a happy life. But that's all over now. You came here before your time, but I'm going to make sure it's worth it.
Jacqueline, you're awake! I'll call a doctor!
Ryan? Where am I?
Honey, you've been in the hospital for a few days.
What happened?
Don't you remember? Some jerk ran you over with his car while we were on our way to see the fortune teller. That bastard hit and ran. But I remember the license plate and the police already caught him.
I thought I was dead.
Actually, you were.
What?
The doctors almost didn't save you, Jacqueline. Technically, you were dead for about 2 seconds.
No.
But stay calm. You're out of danger now. What's more, yesterday I got a call on your cell phone. It was from the job interview. They accepted you. They even said they'll wait longer for you to get better. What's wrong? Jacqueline? Jacqueline?
I wish I didn't believe in anything anymore, but it's impossible. You don't believe in ghosts, do you? But for a person who has seen them, it's impossible not to, even if they don't want to. Well, the same thing happens to me with tarot after what happened a few years ago. When I started college, I cared more about parties than anything else, as I just wanted to dance and have fun. It was then that I met Tracy. She and I became very good friends in a short time. In fact, thanks to her, I met many new people and places. You like to come with me, don't you? What kind of a question is that? You know I do. We always have a good time together. Yeah, I can tell you love to light up every place you go. Well, that's one way of saying we're queens. Want to know my secret? Secret? I thought. Yeah, why not? Instead of continuing to walk beside me, my friend stopped and looked at me for a few seconds. Tracy? I was just thinking. A woman has been reading me the tarot. Would you like to try it? I've never done anything like that, but I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm curious, you know? My friend and I got into a taxi that took us to the other side of the city. Please, stop here. We got off in front of an unusual-looking house, as it was narrow, but seemed to have several floors. Without hesitation, Tracy walked to the door and rang the star-shaped doorbell. From inside the building, the voice of an old woman spoke.
Who wants to talk to me?
I'm Tracy.
But you're not the one who wants to, are you?
I brought you a friend of mine. When the door opened, there was no one behind it. Soon, my friend made a motion with her hand for me to follow her. Once I entered and closed the door, I was able to take a look inside the place. It was as if we were in a totally different time and place. With all those fabrics adorning the walls, the candles instead of lamps, and the smell of some type of incense. Tracy? We kept walking from one room to another. It was all pretty confusing. Suddenly, I felt something pointy touch my back, so I turned around.
Ah!
There was a tall, old woman, extravagantly dressed, who was pointing a finger at me. Her long nails almost looked like blades.
Hello, Debbie. Please, come in.
Inside the room, Tracy had already made herself comfortable sitting in a chair.
What do you want me to do for you?
Read me the tarot? Do you do anything else?
The first time is always something simple.
The woman sat in front of a table and grabbed the cards that were on it. Once she started shuffling them, she said,
Come, sit down. Don't be shy.
I approached, even though I wasn't feeling well. Everything was so strange that the atmosphere was suffocating.
What do you want to know? What's your question?
The incense smoke was giving me a headache. Is everything gonna remain as perfect as it is now?
Little by little, she put five cards on the table. Queen of Pentacles, the Devil, Cups, the Magician, Queen of Swords. Truly interesting. What does it mean? Someone wants to hurt you. What? Someone close to you.
I don't... Huh? Suddenly, I felt something on my head, so I touched it while the woman continued talking.
I can feel it. Her instability. Her intelligence. She'll make it.
I looked at my hand. I realized that what was on my head was a dense substance.
What? I can almost smell your desperation. Being betrayed will be...
Stop! I immediately got up and turned to look at my friend. Please, let's go. Tracy approached me, and together we left that place. But not before listening once more to the woman.
This is not something you can choose to believe, Debbie.
Once we were outside the building, my friend spoke.
I'm happy I brought you. She told me something similar, and she was right. Now, you can do something about it, too.
I was so dizzy, I could barely hear her.
That was horrible. That's the point. Sometimes the truth is cruel.
I meant the place, and her.
She's a tarot reader. What did you expect?
I don't know. I don't feel so good. Tracy helped me get into a cab to go home. She accompanied me all the way, as if she was taking care of me.
See you later.
I opened the car door and was about to get out when my friend spoke.
Wait, looks like you're gonna collapse at any moment. Let me help you.
Just like she said, she helped me walk home. I really just wanted to sit down, so I went to the living room. There was my sister, Cindy.
Where were you?
Huh?
My God, didn't you hear me? I asked where you were.
I just stared at her. Why is she so angry? I thought.
Ugh, look at you, you're a mess.
Stop it.
Can't you be more normal? I dare you to get home without being like this for a single day.
At least I'm not always locked up at home.
At least I'm not drunk.
My sister got up and left the room, whereupon she ran into Tracy.
And stop bringing your stupid friends.
Tracy looked at me in surprise.
Sorry. Don't worry. Why don't you go wash your face? Maybe it will help.
Yeah. Once I got into the bathroom, I turned on the faucet and started washing my face.
Someone wants to hurt you.
Huh?
All of a sudden, breathing was becoming more and more difficult.
Someone wants to hurt you.
I could have sworn I could still hear her. It was driving me crazy. When I rubbed my eyes and opened them, there she was.
Someone wants to hurt you. Ah!
I left the bathroom, feeling as if my heart was going to jump out of my mouth. But it wasn't much better, since in front of me I found a monster with long arms and legs, a small head, and a dog's snout.
Shit, shit, shit!
I ran up the stairs as fast as I could get to my room. I stood there still, hoping the monster wasn't following me. But then I heard something. When I turned around, I saw her. That witch was rummaging through my drawers, which shocked me so much, I wasn't able to contain myself. I lunged at her in an explosion of rage.
What did you do to me, witch?
Without even thinking about it, I began to choke her with my bare hands.
Stop! It's me, Debbie!
Cindy? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I got away from her as fast as I could.
Your friend is sick.
My sister dropped something from her hand. A glass jar filled with a substance and pieces of hair. When I turned around, my friend was there looking at me.
I enjoyed every second. It all made sense as soon as I heard her. She was right. Someone wanted to hurt me. She was right about you too, envious bitch. Since that day, I've not been able to stop going to a tarot reader.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know it's not good, but I need to know even the smallest truth.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.